CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. It's been a tough day in Uvalde, Texas, where people are remembering the lives lost 1 year ago today in a mass shooting at Robb Elementary. Reporter Chris Fox is there.
A steady stream have been leaving flowers and saying prayers at makeshift memorials at both Robb Elementary and in the town square. One of those, fourth grade teacher Arnie Reyes. He lost 11 students that day. He survived after 10 surgeries. He was asked how difficult it was to wake up this morning.
My emotions were sad, but then I always remember the good times that I had with them.
Veronica Mata's daughter Tess did not survive, but she continues to be her motivation.
I have a picture of Tess on my nightstand, and you know, I just look at it and I just tell her, give me the strength, baby girl, help me get up.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Uvalde, Texas.
You're sampling the best.
Legendary singer and queen of rock and roll Tina Turner has died at 83.
We think often of the Tina Turner performance, which was earth-shaking and changed the way that many people performed on stage. Mick Jagger is very clear about the debt that he owes to her.
That is Billboard's Joe Levy, who had more on her legacy. Turner lived through cancer, kidney disease, and a stroke, but died from an undisclosed lung illness. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis made a big announcement today.
I'm Ron DeSantis, and I'm running for president.
He made that announcement on Twitter, which did have some technical issues, but UCF politics professor Aubrey Jewett says there weren't many surprises.
You say you're running, you hit the incumbent, you talk about what you have been doing and what you would do. And he said, you know, he highlighted all the big conservative issues that he's done here in Florida.
The Arkansas man pictured with his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk on January 6 has been sentenced to more than 4 years in prison. Here's CBS's Robert Legarry.
Earlier this year, a jury convicted 63-year-old Richard Barnett of numerous charges, including civil disorder and obstructing Congress's work. Prosecutors said Barnett illegally entered Pelosi's office, threatened police, and later bragged about his actions during the breach, arguing he played an important role in the riot.
Barnett later argued he's not proud and he plans to appeal. A group of more than 200 House Democrats have signed on to a discharge petition to vote on a clean debt ceiling increase that would freeze spending at the 2023 level. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
House Democrats have provided a vehicle to end this reckless and dangerous default crisis and avoid the economy crashing.
He says it's a way to find common ground as leaders continue to negotiate. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Did you know one in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the best Superstart battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, AutoZone is here to help.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
What if I need a new one?
We have the right batteries right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone.
And what if I don't know how to connect it?
No problem. We have a how-to for you at AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad.
All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast tonight with lows around 37. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, highs around 68. Mainly clear again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 37. Low 70s Friday, turning warmer on Saturday with highs in the mid-70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
You need some whoop 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 boing, you know?
Absolutely. Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
This is it, Aaron. Is it last time out there, last time here? What are you going to miss?
I'm going to miss your questions, Bill. And Mike Clemens taking 10 seconds to do a lead up. And Pete angling for something. And Bob writing stories about my personal life. And Jason bringing it back home with something that's kind of heavy hitting. Stephanie Sutton coming out of left field. A good question. I miss the guys. I miss the fans.
Yeah. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And on the phone with us, as you heard, Aaron Rodgers is going to miss his 10-minute lead-up. Mike Clemens, who is Civic Media's new sports reporter. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. How you doing, man?
Am I that long-winded? Are you really? Jane?
Michael.
Really?
We've known each other a long time,
I know.
Michael.
You surprised all of us on the All Hands call that you two go way back.
Yeah. He's teasing around. But the moment he said that, that's after they just lost to the Lions at home at Lambeau Field in prime time. You thought, hey, they just win this game. They sneak back into the playoffs after having a really rough season. And somebody said, hey, you know, Rodgers gave you a shout-out. I'm like, you know. I've been here for 18 years. Eventually, people are going to know your name, right?
You'd hope so.
I've been through this. Yeah, I've been through this with Favre. I've been through this with this guy. He'll be back. And then, you know, he goes into a darkness retreat, and he comes back out. And the fact is, all along the way, there were little moments last year that I didn't talk about on the air. Because it's just, well, you know, the guy's 38, 39 years old. I mean, you start sort of wrapping up and saying goodbye. But like taking selfies with certain employees during practice and training camp. I brought one guy over, the team photographer. He had a selfie with him two or three times. And I said, are you leaving? He goes, no. I said, well, why did he ask you for a picture? He goes, I don't know why. So there's little things along the way that kind of felt like this might be the long goodbye. And then when Nathaniel Hackett, an offensive coordinator that he loved working with those first 3 years after LaFleur came in, got hired as the offensive coordinator of the Jets, and then they lost to the Jets. I mean, he found out firsthand how good the Jets' defense is. And the other thing is, we've been talking to the coaches this week. I'm calling you right now from the office that I work from. It's a little media office I've had up in Lambeau Field now for about 10, 12 years. We talked to the coaches this week, and the fact is, you know, Aaron took those two springs off where he wouldn't go to OTAs. Well, guess who got all the snaps? Jordan Love.
Yeah.
And then, you know, last year during practice, Rodgers had that thumb injury. Jordan Love getting all the practice snaps Wednesdays, Thursdays, Friday. And then he got into that game against the Eagles, and the quarterback coach, Tom Clements, who's still here even though Rodgers brought him in, said, that's when we knew the kid was ready. And so the organization went to Aaron after that Lions loss and said, look, first things first, do you want to play again? Because if you do want to play again, then we'll tell you what our plan is. We'll see if you like it. Like, hey, look, there's some of these guys you want to bring back. We've got to cut. We've got to move on. We're going to be younger. So, but first, just decide if you want to be a player. At that point, I think Rodgers, you know, responded back to the Jets and said, is that offer still there? And that's the way it went down.
That's fascinating. That's the kind of insight you get with 18 years you've been covering the Packers?
Michael, I had no idea it's been that long.
Well, it's been that long, Jane, since you and I were doing the morning show in Milwaukee, and then I went to this all sports talk station that we built that was across the hallway. Actually, I've been doing this. Bart Starr was the coach. I was like 20, and I was shooting camera for a TV station in Milwaukee, and it was Friday, and we got done doing a morning show that we were doing there with Lane O'Brien.
Oh, my
you
God.
You worked with him, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, we're doing this morning show, and the reporter said, Greg, he said, okay, let's see, that's Friday. Friday show's now done. Sunday, can you come up with me and shoot a Packers game? Yeah. I was about 20 or 20, and the next thing I know, my first NFL game that I ever covered or attended as a fan or whatever, after playing high school football and varsity, I'm on the sidelines with a TV camera shooting Lynn Dickey throwing to James Lofton and those guys at a Packers game, and I've been coming ever since.
Wait, so your first game, even as a fan, was you were there working?
Yeah.
Oh,
on the
wow.
With a press pass around my neck, yeah. Pretty wild. Pretty lucky.
I never realized that you had been doing this for so long. So that means you lived through the decades of suckage.
I did. I was there for the last 4 or 5 years of it. I was. And then, I'll tell you what, you know, and I was covering Packers, as you remember, you know, when we this show that Jane and I did, we had Dorsey Levens on, the running back,
right,
during Favre Super Bowl years, and then Mark Tauscher, you know, who does Badger games now.
Yeah.
We had him on every week calling our show. But there was getting to the point where I just thought, you know, Favre, he's never going to make it back. And I was starting to think, maybe I should just stay home on my Sundays and all. I don't know if they'll ever get another quarterback like that again. And then, the next fall or
yep.
next spring, they drafted Aaron Rodgers and thought, oh, maybe I should stick around for this. So it's turned out. And now I'm really excited because what I can do for you guys is I'm free now. Civic Media is going to – I can cover Packers, Bucks, and Brewers. And so, and get, you know, right to the point of some of these stories is what's going on with the teams, the ownership changes, and the players is all, and could get that stories to our listeners, you know, get right to the point of that stuff.
Our guest is Michael Clemens. He is Civic Media's new sports reporter, and Mike and I worked together many, many years ago, and I do want to point out and give you props. You were also very instrumental in our huge hit song.
I was going to ask.
The Packerina.
Oh, you know what? And you know something? There's a new curator of the Packer Hall of Fame because a friend of ours, Doug Russell, he was just talking to the guy. And I said, you know what? I got to get the Packerina into the Packer Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. That would be the culmination of my entire life, Mike.
So, Kristen, everybody knew that the Packers now, this was like in the 96 season, they had a real shot at getting to the Super Bowl with Mike Holmgren and Brett Favre and Reggie White. And the Macarena was out. And yep. there were people that were actually doing dancing in parking lots to the Macarena that were like Packer fans. And our program director, I give him credit, Brian Kelly, said, you know, there's something there. And you know, he'd worked in Chicago when they'd had the Super Bowl shuffle song that the Bears did when they went to the Super Bowl back in 1985. So one day he came to us, you know, to me and Jane and Dan, we were doing this morning show, and said, you guys aren't leaving until I see something on my desk regarding the Packers. I'm like, okay. So we're sitting there like, well, what do we do? And then I got an idea. Wait a minute. I grabbed the roster, and I just started writing down names of players. like Chimura and Favre and all Reggie and all these guys. And then we sort of, you know, we played the Macarena in the background. So we sort of came up with the lyrics, and I turned that in. And the boss said, okay, all right, you got something going here.
Good job.
And then Dan and I were able to leave the office and go golfing. So the next day, because Jane's got a strong music background, she and Brian worked on it. Then he took us down to a state-of-the-art studio down in Chicago, and we all recorded it. And Jane did, you know, the lead because she's a good singer. And we played it. And it's like, okay. Well, no, it went nuts. I mean, at one point, we were at then-County Stadium in the parking lot, and there were 10,000 people standing in line to buy a cassette single of this thing, which we were using for a fundraiser. I can't remember the...
It was the Cap Fund, Mike. It was the Cap Fund.
The Cap Fund, yeah, the Cap Fund. I mean, you know, it almost got out of control. It was people back at our corporate offices like, oh, my God, you know, we don't really have the rights to this. What do we do?
You're like, ooh.
Ruh-roh. But we ended up... Yeah.
You get in any trouble?
We didn't. And we ended up raising... Mike, I want to think... I think it was like $92,000 for the Child, for the Child Abuse Prevention Fund. And at $5 a pop. At five bucks per cassette. So we sold...
That's a lot.
Oh, yeah. We sold thousands of those things. It was so much fun. Yeah, it was a ball.
I like the demand of be creative now.
Do it.
Figure it out. And you guys did. You delivered.
Yeah. You know, deadline pressure can sometimes be a beautiful thing, right, Kristen?
Procrastination, man. That's my MO. So, Mike, so are you excited? I mean, as far as we're so excited to have you here at Civic Media and be able to have you come on the show and break down the stories. And so you're based in Green Bay, but will we get you down to Milwaukee for some of the Bucks and Brewers games?
Just the opposite. Actually, I live in the Milwaukee area.
Oh!
So, and I have to make the drive 2 hours and 17 minutes and 37 seconds of spending on the stoplight from Milwaukee to Green Bay. But then I stay up here for 3 or 4 days for practices or the games and all that, and then I also travel and cover the Packers when they're on the road as well.
Got
it. Here's the difference. Here's the reality, folks, is that when you're watching, TV, people that anchor the news, they've got to be back in the studio at 6 and 10 to do that. And so that, that's half your day right there getting ready for those things. For me, and this job, is that I'm covering these teams full time, see? Mm-hmm. And so I will be able to spend all day with the Brewers, when they get back home next week, if they got a homestand that starts up, and in the dugout and talking to players and talking to coaches. And that just gives me more time to cover it thoroughly, and then I can get that on our shows on our Civic Media stations.
Well, we're super excited to have you, and Jane's excited to have her buddy back. So maybe when you have time, we'll get you actually in the studio to break down some of the stories. But we're super excited. All right, so what's your last minute projections for the Packers this year? How are you feeling?
We got about a minute.
Well, if they get to 9-8, I think that would be just fine, and that actually might get them in. It's a wild card, but they are very excited about Jordan Love, and that there's potential there. The defense, their best player is this outside linebacker, Rashawn Gary. And when he went down with a torn ACL in his knee in a game in Detroit, that was a huge drop-off for them defensively. So they may not get him back. But the Lucas Van Ness kid that they drafted at outside linebacker, a lot of talent there.
Big neck. Thick neck. That's what I know. All right, Mike Clemens, we can't wait to have you back on the show. So happy you're here at Civic Media. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
And you will be a Packer fan just like us.
Brendan, a Brooks, and an Edgar, and a Reggie Jackson, and a Shimura, and a Holmgren, and a Jackie Jones, and a Leroy, and a Newsom, and a Dorsey. Hey, Packerita, putt, putt. Brendan, a Brooks, and an Edgar, and a Reggie Jackson, and a Shimura, and a Holmgren, and a Jackie Jones, and a Leroy, and a Newsom, and a Dorsey. Hey, Packerita, putt, putt. Brendan, a Brooks, and an Edgar, and a Reggie Jackson, and a Shimura.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Southie.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we are 40 minutes away from the weekend.
Flying through the show.
It's
been busy. So nice to have Mike Clemens on. We've known each other a long time.
Yeah. Did he know that you were here? Did you guys talk at all? Or did he just show up one day at the All Hands and you're like, hey, Mike?
Well, we were talking about, we were having one of our all staff meetings. And he said, and Mike Clemens is going to be joining us. And I'm like, Mike Clemens? Mike Clemens? I know Mike Clemens. And he's a wonderful guy, really hard worker, really dedicated. And Mike, if you're listening, yes, you can lead up to a question that'll take 10 minutes.
What does that even sound like?
He's very thorough.
Okay.
So all the information that he wanted, I'm sure, answered was in that 10-minute lead-up to whatever he asked Aaron Rodgers, which is hilarious.
Because I feel like I do that sometimes where I'm formulating the question as I'm coming up with it and saying it out loud. And I'm like, well, there's like three parts to this. So I don't know if you're going to remember all the different aspects to listen to or answer, but go ahead.
Yeah. No, he's going to be a wonderful, wonderful asset for us. And so glad he's on board with us at Civic Media.
Absolutely. Just growing and growing.
Yeah.
This is a good time to plug that no matter where you're listening, if you're listening on an actual terrestrial radio right now, go ahead and download the app. Bring us with you wherever you go.
Sure.
And so you can always find us on the Civic Media app, which you can find in your app store. You can also always go back and listen to us as a podcast if you miss any part of the show. And you can find that wherever you find podcasts, but also on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen, which is where I go and put all our show notes and the links to the things that we talk about.
Really valuable stuff, really. If you want to dig deeper into any of the things we've talked about and articles and links, and it's a wealth of information.
Wealth of information. Yes. So I'm a little bummed. Because I don't even know if I would have gone to this because it's expensive, but I didn't even know it existed. Like, I didn't know it was an option. And, you know, two weeks and a day, we celebrated May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Right.
And, you know, my family's pretty big, besides my dad, but our family as a whole, big Star Wars people. And I was skimming the news this morning, and it turns out that Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, Disney World's Star Wars-themed hotel, is closing in September.
You're right. I didn't even know that
existed. I didn't
even
know it was a thing.
No, who knew?
And so, but it also kind of makes sense because of the fact that it's closing, because it's not cheap. It's not cheap to go to.
What does it cost to stay at the Star Wars-themed hotel?
So, for two nights, for one person, it costs $1,200.
What?
Yeah. So
it's $600 a night.
It's $600. So and you can't even do just one night because it's an immersive experience.
Okay.
So it's a 2-day hotel experience, and it's basically, it blends elements from the company's resorts, the cruise lines, the theme parks into like a 48-hour romp through space. And it was first teased at one of Disney's expos in like 2019, and it was like a $1 billion project.
Wow.
And yeah, so it's in Florida, which that's a whole other thing that we can talk about, Disney's relationship with Florida at the moment. But it looks awesome. It looks so cool. And now that I like know that it's a thing, I also am not going to be able to go before it closes because our summer's already booked and I'm not allowed to get in a plane after August.
Right.
But I just, for anyone who is a Star Wars fan, it looks really cool as far as what they created. And like, I'm on their page right now and like the dining, like they have like really weird looking food that I'm sure tastes great, but is, you know, that's like, I'm looking
at the cantina from the cantina.
Exactly.
Scene or something.
Yes, exactly. And so there's like, I'm looking at stuff right now. It looks like shrimp, but it's like dyed blue.
Oh gosh.
So I'm sure if you're not an adventurous eater, you're like, what the hell do I eat? I just paid $1,200 to be
right
here. But I also get like, you needed to make this, it looks so cool and I'm sad that I'm never going to be able to experience it, but also like, you need to make it at a price point that the average person could, like, there's only so many diehard fanboy Star Wars people who also have the money to be able to do this like once of a lifetime trip.
Yeah, definitely.
Because especially if you bring a family, that's like $6,000 for 2 nights.
For 2 nights. You're right. It's just cost prohibitive.
And so, unfortunately, I would have loved to have seen this and experienced this, but I don't think it's in my future.
But how much pressure is there then to never sleep? You've only got 48 hours to live the Star Wars experience. Are you going to go to bed for 8 hours?
I don't know. So what's included? Every Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser vacation package includes a 2-night stay in a well-appointed cabin or suite, meals, excluding alcoholic and specialty beverages, and the opportunity to live your Star Wars story through exclusive experiences, missions, and activities. So they put a sample itinerary that gives you an exciting look at some of the other many experiences that you may encounter during your voyage. And so, yeah, so it looks like there's stuff. So like day one, arrive at terminal, launch pod to Star Cruiser, ship orientation, light refreshments, muster, captain's reception, dinner featuring live music. Outer unexpected story moment. For example, you might prove your mettle to join an elite smuggling ring.
Ooh.
Hide a stowaway to help the resistance. Mm. Like, this sounds awesome! But they should have just done it for cheaper.
You shouldn't torture. Don't torture yourself, kid.
I know. Oh, well. Well, it sounds like, in general, this only adds to the ongoing feud. Because as of now, they're canceling plans for Disney's canceling plans for a new corporate campus in Orlando that would have moved 2,000 jobs, like six-figure jobs, too.
And this is a big money project.
Yeah, and so they're shutting, and they're also shutting down this luxury hotel. So the saga continues. Disney v. DeSantis. All right, when we come back, am I the sphincter? It's Friday, so we're doing it. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey!
pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, AutoZone is here to help.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
What if I need a new one?
We have the right batteries right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone.
And what if I don't know how to connect it?
No problem. We have a how-to for you at AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast tonight with lows around 37. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, highs around 68. Mainly clear again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 37. Low 70s Friday, turning warmer on Saturday with highs in the mid 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche. Everything you said was a lie. You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
But you're still a really, really handsome guy.
Thank you.
You're a douche.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And this is our third week doing this?
I believe so, yes.
Where we're just, you know, ending the week with a little we're calling it Am I the Sphincter? Although, as of yesterday, talking to Dr. Lyerly, a sphincter can be in more parts of your body than the one we always think of.
You're right. We learned that there's one at the bottom of your esophagus.
Yes, and that leads to your stomach, and that I may have a lazy one right now, which is why, due to my pregnancy, which is why I'm burping and having heartburn, which is really unfortunate.
Yeah, you lazy sphincter.
You lazy sphincter. Mm. This is also Am I the A-hole? Well, there's the other one.
There you go.
We look at Reddit, which there is a subreddit that is called Am I the A-hole? And people submit their own dilemmas as far as something they're dealing with in their life. And then they open themselves for the internet to weigh in on whether or not they are right or wrong.
Good, bad, whatever.
In the situation. So then we take some of the ones that sound the most interesting and we give our opinion. We ask for your opinion, which you can always provide at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can call. You can text. You can also, if you're watching us on YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook, you can also leave a comment and I can see that and read it as well. But this first one I think is challenging.
Okay.
I think I know where I stand on it, but also until this kid comes out, I don't know if my mind will change once she's here. But all right. Am I the a-hole for demanding my daughter to take the bus to school? All right, here we go. My daughter, 11-year-old female.
Okay.
Rides the bus to school every morning out of convenience to my wife, who's 41, and me, I'm 43. My wife leaves for work around 6 a.m., and my daughter is picked up by the bus at 6:45 a.m. I work from home, and my first conference is usually 8 a.m. Even though I have a big enough time window to take my daughter to school, I insisted that she rode on the bus so that she would have her own independence. She made friends on the bus and enjoyed taking it after just a few weeks. Suddenly, though, a boy that rides that same bus started picking on her.
There's always one.
In her words, he called her fat, piggy, ugly, whore, etc. After she told my wife and I what happened, my wife wanted me to take our daughter to school. I explained that she needs to face bullies head on instead of finding an easy way out by me taking her. My wife got mad at me and accused me of only wanting to sleep in and not taking it seriously enough. I love my daughter and I don't want her to be called names, but I don't think she should have an easy solution that won't require her to make her own decisions. Am I the a-hole for demanding my daughter take the school to bus? Let's take the bus to school.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What do you think?
I think because his reason, at least if he's being honest, his reason isn't because I don't want to take her to school because it's inconvenient. It's the life lesson of dealing with hardship. And so I think my gut instinct is I kind of side with the dad that, you know, is if things started escalating to physical bullying, but I think trying to coach her through how to deal with this kid is a longer term life lesson for her than, all right, well, we'll just start driving you so you don't have to, so you can just avoid this kid. So if that's truly his intention of why he is adamant that she continues to take the bus and it's not secretly because he just doesn't want to take her, then I think that's a valid argument.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. I don't have a problem provided he doesn't just toss her back on the bus without any instructions on how to deal with this.
Yeah.
Right? It can't just be, good luck, kid. You know, go, good luck. He's got to sit her down and give her some strategies, right, on how to deal with a bully.
Yeah. And
either figure out a way to make a joke at your own expense and beat the bully to the punchline.
Mm-hmm.
Because that humor can be very disarming.
Mm-hmm. And it's like self-effacing.
Exactly. And because the more that this little runt who called her a whore.
I know, that feels weird. 11.
And she's 11.
Although sixth grade, I feel like by sixth grade, kids were throwing terms like that around.
Really?
Like we were cursing and we don't even know, you know, it's half the times you don't even know what those words mean. But you know their names, and so...
And you know they're naughty.
Yeah, by sixth grade, I would say that there was kids using language like that.
But, yeah, I mean, you've got to give her some tools before you throw her back in with all the sharks. But I agree with you, and you certainly can't rescue her from every bad situation. She is going to have to face these things in the real world.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so it's interesting because I'm reading the first couple responses on Reddit and there's a lot of people saying, yes, he's the jerk.
Really?
Yeah. And so some of the first ones like, so the acronyms are either NTA or YTA. So either yes, you are or no, you're not.
Okay.
So one says, yes, the a-hole for saying that your daughter needs to face the bullies instead of finding an easy way out. She's only 11. It's going to be difficult for her to stand up for herself. And if the bullying continues, you will see some personality changes in your daughter pretty soon because it takes quite a toll on someone. You need to help her and not just let her face this by herself. It's not wrong for her to continue taking the bus, but talk to the bully's parents, talk to him, talk to the school, tell your daughter specifically how to handle it, etc. And don't just say she needs to do it on herself. And I agree with that.
Yeah, me too. And again, you got to give her some tools with how to deal with this instead of just wishing her luck and shoving her back on the bus, because that's kind of cold.
Well, and I also like, what are the dynamics? I never took the bus to school. I either walked or my mom drove me because, you know, I was spoiled or whatever. But what role does the bus driver ever play on a school bus? Like whose jurisdiction does the school bus become when there's a jerk on the bus?
But if you got 45, 50 kids on there.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure bus drivers don't make like a ton of money to like be dealing with like babysitting.
And the noise volume, you know, the noise level on a school bus must be massive. I don't even know how a driver would be able to pick out whether or not bullying comments are being made. If there's any bus drivers, I would love to talk to you at 844 844- 967-278-9844-96-PARTY. Because I'm sure they try to do some, but they're driving. It's not like they can walk.
Yeah,
you know,
totally. And there's, I don't think there's like a bus monitor to like be there sitting and making sure everything's going okay. And it's interesting scrolling through, and we would love to hear from you. Is this guy the jerk for basically wanting his daughter to face her bully on the school bus, even though he has the time and the ability to drive her to school so she could avoid this kid altogether? But he wants her to keep taking it as far as the life lesson of learning how to deal with a jerk. And I would say most, so we would love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because I don't know, my gut instinct was kind of like, and I agree, there's probably not enough context of like, all right, are you going to help her?
Right.
Or is there escalation as far as letting the school know, figuring out who this kid is? It also is interesting because I think recently we, so our niece is in kindergarten. She's turning six in June. And there was reports that there was a kid in her class. And it still wasn't clear of like a kid. And so this is kindergartens, right?
Yep.
And there was a kid who was missed, like if he was like flailing his body, or if he was actually hitting kids. But kids got hit by this kid. And whether it was like he was being so disruptive and just like not intentionally angrily hitting kids, but still making contact. And it's interesting how quickly your, when it's your kid, I mean, there's a little bit of a certain extent that he like heard his 11-year-old be called a whore. And his fatherly instincts weren't like, I'm going to fillet this kid. Like, I feel like if this was Mike and it's our kid 11 years from now, he would have to restrain himself from beating up a sixth grader.
Well, and that protective instinct, I can't even imagine how much, you know, that kicks in when it's your child being picked on and your child being bullied. But other than humor, and I know everybody's dealt with a bully at one point or another in their lives. Other than using humor, what is the best way to defuse a bully?
That's a good question.
Right? I mean, again,
ignore them, right?
Because that just feeds them. The more that they see that it bothers you, the more joy they get out of it. So, yeah, ignoring it.
Which is hard.
Yeah.
Humor is, you know, if you can get some zingers back at them.
If you can pull it off when you're 11.
Yeah. And, but yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know what the like best advice for bullying between humor and pretending you don't care. I feel like at least with my brother, as I've talked about before, it was like, the sooner you can realize like they can't get under your skin, the sooner they'll lose interest in doing it.
Sure.
But other than that, I don't know.
We'll find some experts.
Some bullying experts?
There have to be workable strategies.
And it's
other than taking up boxing.
But it's also interesting the variations of bullying, like name calling and, you know, kind of what the girl, like, you know, so often what the difference between girl bullies and boy bullies are, which is not always true. There's obviously boy bullies who just say names and it's verbal, but you know, is there also the difference between when things get physical versus names? Because you know the old saying of sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, like words do hurt.
Absolutely, they do.
And how do you escalate? Do you escalate one or the other differently? Is one taken more seriously than the other in schools and like all of these different things? But then it's also interesting because then there's also the conversations around like how soft kids are today.
We do have a lot of helicopter parenting and parents swoop in to fix everything.
Yeah. And instead of to a certain extent, you know, like that's part of the idea of, you know, there's some theories that go to why the anxiety and the depression and stuff with younger generations is just like there was not a lot of like self-sufficiency and independence to have to figure things out instead of relying on your parents to make it like make it better for you.
Interesting.
So, I don't know.
And again, I can't even imagine how difficult it must be as a parent to allow your child to fail in any aspect or lose, you know, in any situation. It's got to be extremely painful.
I think it's pain, yeah.
But it's part of life.
But that's almost like the sports thing is, right? It's like that's like the playing sports, you're not going to win every game. And that's part of the like the life lessons of actually playing in it. Like there's going to be people who are better than you on your team. So if they start ahead of you because they're better, then that's you got to work harder. Or if they play a team and they're a lot better, then like that's part of the lesson of this of playing sports. But it's also like it's the same thing if you go out for the musical. Like, you know how many musicals I auditioned for that I acting wise, I would have been great as the lead. I would have made a great Annie. I also would have been entirely flat on most of those notes. And so like I had to learn the lesson just like in sports where it's like, well, someone who could actually sing better than you got the part. You're an orphan in the chorus.
Deal with it, orphan. 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. Jim from Appleton, we only have a minute. You are a bus driver.
Oh!
How do you deal with bullies?
If it's verbal, it's very nearly impossible because, as you said, it's noisy, and unless they're sitting right behind you, you can't hear them. If the child that's getting bullied reports it to us, we can confront the child that's supposedly doing the bullying. If they admit it, well, that's one road. They usually don't. And there isn't really a whole lot we can do if we don't see them doing it. And like you said, we do have to spend a fair amount of our time watching the road.
Totally.
Exactly.
That's the main job.
Yeah, that definitely. Sorry, Jim. That's all the time we got. We're coming up against a break.
All right, thanks for the call, Jim. We love that you're always listening on the bus. But when we come back, I actually have one more example that I feel very adamant about. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Shrimp roll! You're a douche, I'm a douche, just a big...
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bright. She is Jane Matinere. And I wanted to just do one more.
Am I the sphincter? Sure.
Because this one, I don't think there's much of a debate on this one.
We'll
and so
find
we
out.
Will end on this on a Friday. And obviously, it's a little personal. Not yet, but it probably will feel personal by October. Am I the a-hole for not covering up more to float in my pool? I have an above ground pool in my backyard. It's almost as tall as the fence, so you can see into it from my neighbor's deck and a lot of their windows. In short, it's not very private. I'm 8 months pregnant.
Okay.
And getting pretty uncomfortable.
I'm sure.
Being in water helps enormously, so I like to spend a good chunk of the time most evenings just floating in my pool. I wear a bikini to do this because it's about a million times easier than fighting with a one piece. The end result of this is that my neighbors get an eyeful of large, pale, wear sunscreen kids, stretch mark covered belly when they look in the direction of my backyard. The other day, my neighbor stopped my husband when he was on his way out to ask if I could cover up more in the pool. Apparently, they're avoiding using their deck because seeing so much of my body is uncomfortable for them. My husband laughed as if they were joking and they didn't press, but now they've started giving me dirty looks whenever they see me. Am I the a-hole for subjecting my neighbors to my pasty pregnant body on the regular? And I say no, absolutely not. First of all, you're pregnant, and one of the few things that you can do to feel better is float in your pool. Two, it's your backyard. Three, tell them to get over it and stop being such prudes.
Well, Are their chairs bolted down to their deck, only facing in one direction? If it bothers you so much, you can't face a different direction for another month? You're that offended by pregnancy?
You're that offended by a person? I mean, and also, like, at least, I mean, it's one thing if she was going out there butt naked, but well, it's like, yes. At least she's put a bikini on.
Well, and I can't even, it's bad enough for me trying to get into a one-piece suit. I can't imagine a woman at 8 months pregnant trying to get into a one-piece suit. That sounds like a punishment.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I think it's still private property, right? Like, could like is like obscenity laws, like, in your own backyard, can you just be naked?
Not if you're in the view of the public, I wouldn't think so.
I don't know. It's a good...
I mean, you could try gardening in the nude. I don't think that'll go very far.
That's what you're going to try out this weekend?
No. I will not be doing nude gardening.
No nude mulching of the lawn.
Pretty much no.
I definitely think that she's in the right.
Well, and turn your, you don't have to stare in that direction. Can't you just make some adjustments?
And just like, could you just being such jerks to like give her bad looks as far as like, oh, I can't believe your unsightly body is ruining my view.
Don't we love babies?
We love babies. And I feel like every time people are pregnant, they're so like, you're like so excited for them that they're pregnant. Like you, like they get a pass. I feel like this is the one time in your life where you get like a pass where people actually like do stuff for you and they give up their seat for you and they lift things up for you.
Right.
And it's all these things. You're like, no, I can still do it. Like I am a functional, like I'm not disabled, but I may be able to change my tune when I'm 8 months pregnant versus 4 or 5 or whatever I am right now.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Is the pregnant floater in the wrong? Should she have to cover up because her pregnant body floating in the pool is so offensive to her neighbors? 844-96-PARTY. People, lighten up.
Lighten up.
Come on.
Don't be such prudes.
Let go. Get your own pool.
But it's also interesting because she wrote it. She wrote neighbor, B-O-U-R.
Oh, it's England.
So it's England then.
Mm.
But which is also interesting because if this was only written a day ago, how cold? Isn't it still cold in England right now?
Well.
To be floating around in a pool?
I would say it would be on the chilly side.
That's what I was thinking. I was sometimes, like, where does this person live that they're, unless they're English and they've moved somewhere warm.
Well, that's possible too. But you know, England has been subjected to some pretty intense heat waves
recently.
In recent years, yes.
In recent years, but I didn't know if it was like warm right now.
No idea.
I wish we could have a heat wave.
Don't say that.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm ready. I've also been sitting in this air conditioned room for the last 3 hours, and I feel like I'm going to get a cold from it. It's been pretty cold in this room.
I know it has been. But see, for me, the weather the last couple of days, it could stay like this all summer.
Really?
Yes. It's perfect.
There's been no sun.
It was nice yesterday.
Yeah, the smoke from the Canadian fires made it seem like it was pretty overcast.
It is hazy. And hopefully those fires, they're going to be able to control those. And that haze will start dissipating. We do actually have an air quality advisory in effect that the DNR issued because of that smoke haze from Canada. So, and that is in effect until later tonight.
All right.
Just so you know.
Good to know.
And be careful floating in your pools.
Careful floating in your pools.
Oh, we do have one text I wanted to share. At 844-967-2789, we were talking about bullying in the earlier segment. From the 414, my grandson was bullied. A classmate took his glasses and told him if he bought him lunch, he would get his glasses back. This happened for a while. One day he opened up to his aunt. She told his mother, who told it to the principal. Then they watched the kid. He was caught, spoken to, and the problem went away.
Okay.
Been fine since. No one suspended. Handled at the school parent level.
Good. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's just a matter of, you know, you don't want to be a narc, but like, sometimes you got to escalate things.
Well, and at
least... Especially if it's your glasses. He can't do anything without his glasses.
Well, what kind of a poopy kid.
His glasses. He needs his glasses. What movie is that from?
That was from the 414.
No. That quote, when she goes, he needs his glasses. He needs his glasses. My girl. You never saw My Girl?
I saw it once, and I know it's about a daughter of a mortician.
It is?
A long time ago.
Oh, you need to see My Girl. It's when her friend dies, and he is in the funeral home, and he doesn't have his glasses, and she's... Oh, yeah.
Aww.
Oh, man, that fell flat. That's a flat way to end the week.
And on that happy note...
This has been a very fun week. We got another week coming up next week of great guests and great topics. But as always, thank you for being part of the show by texting and calling. And as always, we love to hear from you at Ask by emailing us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. We will be back on Monday at 11. And until then, have a great weekend. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W24. 1048DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Shocking news today in the music world. Tina Turner died at 83. CBS's Jerika Duncan takes a look back at her legendary career.
Before Tina Turner filled sports stadiums and was crowned the queen of rock and roll on November 20th.